Hey, this is Brother Jim. I am back with part two on the assurance of salvation, refuting the sermon of Finney Curiavilla to show their confused gospel. Let's keep going through this. Okay, at about minute 15, Finney says something that I can agree with, and then he'll go on and I'll show you what he's showing with a diagram. Listen in.
Okay, the central thesis, I'm just going to say it up front, the central thesis for today is this: a persistent and expanding view of the cross enables a biblical assurance of salvation. I'll repeat that. A persistent and expanding view of the cross enables a biblical assurance of salvation.
All right, let me stop right there. So right there when I heard this, I was totally confused, because several years ago when I reached out to Matthew Miliani and all of the people associated with him, when I talked about the gospel, which I believe and I preached it to you, Christ crucified, his shed blood, his resurrection, moving on to repentance, being born from above, holiness and obedience to the Sermon on the Mount and the rest of those scriptures in the New Testament, and enduring in the faith. Oh no, I got attacked and mocked, and they told me the cross isn't the gospel. They told me that the death, burial, and resurrection is not the gospel, and they ran right back to the Sermon on the Mount, and here is Finney, one of their other apostles. By the way, Matthew Miliani led that charge, and I'm gonna read in a little bit what his words to me were. Here's Finney, the other apostle, saying that you gotta have a view of the cross for biblical salvation. Confusion. Do we have a Sermon on the Mount gospel, or do we have the biblical gospel that includes the Sermon on the Mount and Christ crucified with his shed blood? That's what I'm getting at. I hope you see my point. We'll keep going through this. Okay, about minute 15:33, he says this.
How to think about, after conversion, what to do with the gospel and the cross. Okay, so like we all get that, like when you're talking to somebody who's a non-Christian, you say these things about, you know, Jesus loves you, he dies for you, he died on the cross for you, all true. And we all understand.
All right, so hold on. So all true. So Finney's embracing that. Let me read something to you from Matthew Miliani, from when I communicated with him. I'm going to read that to you. Okay, here's a quote and a Facebook message from Matthew Miliani. He says, "But Jesus is the King, the Master. We understand Paul to be expounding on the gospel, not Jesus backing up Paul. The evangelion is not Jesus dies on the cross for your sins so you can go to heaven. It is repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. This is the substance of the controversy I had with this fellow." That fellow was me. So he was explaining to someone on Facebook about what the gospel is, and he does not believe that the gospel is the cross of Christ, shed blood, and his resurrection. Yet you just heard Finney say, well, that's what we tell people, and that's all true. Confusion in two apostles and followers of the way, when my God is not the author of confusion. We'll keep going. All right, about minute 15:48, he says this.
We all understand intrinsically the importance of the cross and the gospel to get in to the kingdom, right? Everybody here, we get that. We know that. We've heard.
Well, hold on there. I don't think that's true, because your apostle doesn't get that. And other people associated closely with to followers of the way in Matthew don't get that. They don't preach that to people. They preach entering the kingdom of God by keeping the Sermon on the Mount. Make sure you don't have divorce and remarriage in your past. Make sure you believe in non-resistance and get baptized and you're in. I don't know what gospel Finney thinks these other people are teaching, but if he's changing, I haven't seen any repentance public saying he's changed his gospel. That's not the gospel that Matthew Miliani preached. You just heard me read right from his own words. I have another quote that we'll read coming up, but let's keep going. Okay, about minute 15:58, he says this.
Lots of presentations over the years of gospel presentations. But generally speaking, we tend to then take the gospel and the cross and view it as an instrument to get in. And then after that, it's just about obedience. Okay, this is like, I think, the dominant way that people think about Christianity, right? You use the cross to get into the kingdom. And then once you're in, okay, now it's time to obey.
All right, so stop right there. So Finney, I know Matthew doesn't says they are not Anabaptist, but Finney clearly leans towards Anabaptism more than Matthew. He named his college after Michael Sattler, who was an Anabaptist. He caters to the Mennonites to bring students in there. I don't know what Mennonite body he's involved in, but all the Mennonites I talk to, they do not include Christ crucified, death, burial, resurrection, his shed blood, and the call to repentance to enter into the kingdom. They all invite people to church. They all invite you to keep the Sermon on the Mount. Don't do divorce, remarriage, become non-resistant, dress a certain way in their dress code, which is unbiblical, and then get baptized and you're in the kingdom. This is confusion. The Anabaptists don't preach Christ crucified. Oh, if you push them in the corner, they'll say like Finney is here. Oh, well, of course, we all know that. They don't preach it. Go look up what Apostle Paul preached. Apostle Paul said, I long to know nothing but Christ crucified, and that was his gospel. He preached Christ's death, burial, and resurrection for the gospel, for salvation. Matthew denies that. He's a heretic. I'm going to prove it using his brother Finney's own words. Let's listen in. So here we go. Finney's going to take us to what he believes is the gospel. Let's listen.
I want you to look at 1 Corinthians 15. So open your Bibles to this passage. This is a very famous passage written by Paul. We're going to read just 8 verses of this chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1-8. This passage is kind of a classic passage that people will point to because it's one of the places where Paul, not the only place, but one of the places where Paul gives his presentation of the gospel. There's some other variables.
All right, so let's stop right there once again. So when I go to Mennonites, Anabaptists, including Matthew Miliani and all of his cohorts, whether it be Titus, Blanky Dave, Brecken Kirkland, Elliot Nesh. These are all people that are linked to and associate with them. They all refute what Finney's saying. The gospel's not 1 Corinthians 15. No, that was just something that had to happen. But you got to go back to the gospel of the kingdom. You're going to hear Finney. He's going to read it for us, and then he's going to talk about it. Let's listen.
They're very important ones, but for many reasons, this is regarded as an early understanding of an early rendition of what Paul describes as the gospel.
Let me stop right there again. When I said that to Matthew in our conversations and our emails, and I need to release the emails so that people can see who this man really is, wicked, vile liar, called me dangerous and all types of things. And I love Matthew. I hope he repents. I think he's a lost soul by his fruit. He refused. That's not the gospel. I just read to you. And as soon as Finney gets to this here, we're going to read something else from Matthew Miliani. Let's listen.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which you also are saved.
All right, let me stop right there. Good reading, Mr. Finney. And that's exactly what 1 Corinthians 15 says, but Anabaptists don't believe and preach that. I need to say it again. I'm being redundant, but I need to drive this home because we're to be gospel-centered if we're going to make it into the kingdom of God and even get to live the Sermon on the Mount. Anabaptists, I know, I witnessed hundreds of Anabaptists as I travel and street preach all over America. We go to Anabaptist places and stand outside to talk to them. They don't preach that by which you are saved. They preach Sermon on the Mount, non-resistance, no divorce and remarriage. They have a corrupt gospel. Not sure why Finney's changing or if he's changed or if this is just coverage because they need to look more biblical. I don't know. Confusion. But my God's not the author of that. Let's let him finish reading 1 Corinthians 15.
If you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and then he was buried, and then he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And then he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all, he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. Okay, so as I said, this is regarded as a very early document that Paul writes, where he gives his understanding of the gospel, and he does it differently in Romans and Galatians, but here this is a fine place to start. But what I want you to notice here is...
So that's a fine place to start, and I agree, because Paul was called by Jesus Christ, taught, trained by the Holy Spirit, to go and preach the finished mystery revealed, to preach Christ crucified. I agree, Finney. I don't know where he's coming from, but he's not in line with the other apostle that follows the way. Not in line with Charlton Swayze, who was part of the ones that were rebuking me, telling me a couple years ago, the gospel's not that. How come no one's standing up and correcting Finney when he's saying the gospel, by which you are saved, Christ's death, burial, and resurrection? They're deceiving people with confused messages. And that's what I want to get at. And I hope you're seeing the pattern here, which is very sinful and wicked. Let's keep going. All right, minute 18:54, he says this.
The Corinthians are supposed to be standing to that. And he also says in verse 2, by which you also are saved, if you hold fast. Katechete, right? These are present tense verbs here, a present tense verb that he uses. And so he's saying here that the gospel was something that was a past event, but it's also something that they're supposed to be standing in right now and holding on to right now.
All right, once again, I need to remind you. So when I came to these Anabaptists from Followers of the Way, and when I go to other Anabaptists all around, and I stand and I hold fast into Christ crucified, shed blood, his resurrection, and I need to remind you, we are not evangelicals. We've come out of the world. My wife biblically head covers. I actually do wear a tunic-like garment. We don't keep Christmas and Easter. We're not Anabaptists, but we're more in line with Anabaptists in that sense. We've left the world. We've left evangelicalism. But yet, Anabaptists of today, they're going back to unite with the evangelicals, and they're worldly in many ways, as I told you, like Matthew's Dank Kingdom page using harlot-dressed women, violence, Hollywood pictures, very corrupt. So in many ways, we are much more in line with scriptures than today's Anabaptists. But when I come to them and I preach and I ask them and I call them to the biblical gospel of Christ's death, burial, resurrection and holding to it as we keep the Sermon on the Mount, no, they all go, no, you got the wrong gospel. You just got to be in the Sermon on the Mount. And then they bring up divorce, remarriage, non-resistance, living in some kingdom community. But here's Finney teaching that it's 1 Corinthians 15, the death, burial, and resurrection is the hope and salvation by which you are saved, Paul says. I have to say, I agree with Finney's sermon here, but what I'm confused about is why he's preaching something different than the other apostles, Matthew, Charlton, and all the other Anabaptist kingdom cronies. Let's keep listening. All right, this next part, 1949, minute 1949, he says something that I agree with 100%, but Finney's out on a limb because Anabaptists and other followers of the way people that I've engaged with do not agree with this unless they've changed and repented, and I don't know about it. Listen in.
So, what I'm going to say here is just very simple, that in Paul's mind, we need to understand the gospel, to stand in it and to hold on to it, especially the death and resurrection of Jesus for our ongoing life.
All right, so we're to hold on to Christ and his death and burial as we're going forward. That's exactly what I preach and what I believe. And this is what Finney's brothers do not teach and believe. I'm going to read you something else from Matthew Miliani that he said on Facebook that I think it's very poignant. So this is a long quote from Matthew Miliani, but I'm going to read it because I think it needs to be said. Ready? Quote, Ready for a long one? So I get a lot of weird correspondence from randos. I really try to give as many of them as I can a fair hearing, but this week it's been over the top. Last dude started asking about followers of the way. I'm the dude he's talking about. And I responded. Then he wanted to talk doctrine, so I responded. Then he started with his whole Paul is the center of the gospel, not Jesus. End of quote. Let me stop right there. I never said Paul is the center of the gospel. I said Paul preached the finished mystery of the gospel, Christ crucified. Matthew Miliani is a liar. And I told him that, and he would never take that back. Let's go back to his quote. Quote, since Jesus died before he could finish the story, we need Paul to explain the real message of the gospel. So we read Paul to understand what the message of Jesus is. We can't really rely on Jesus first and then see Paul as elaborating on Jesus. I'm so used to this wackadoo theology, but it's not usually from head-covered people that say they've left the evangelical mainstream. So he tells me I don't understand the faith, blah, blah, blah. And I finally understand thus to the accusation that we are Sermon on the Mount centered instead of Paul centered. Of course, you will probably say in your head as you read this that this isn't your opinion, it is truth. Well then, you may dismiss us and carry on. We emphatically require the gospel come from the gospels, not the epistles. You are wrong, my friend, for what it is worth. Jesus defines the gospel, not Paul. Let me read that last part again, because that was a long quote. You notice how he calls me names, dude? He called me some worse names. He's a vile, wicked man. Quote, we emphatically require that the gospel come from the gospels, not the epistles. You are wrong, my friend. For what it's worth, Jesus defines the gospel, not Paul. That is from Matthew Miliani, apostle, followers of the way. Yet you just heard Finney in his own words say Paul is defining the gospel, which is Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. What is going on at followers of the way? Confused gospels, corrupt understanding of the truth of God's word. I guess I shouldn't be surprised, because they're so worldly, they're so corrupt, they're so lukewarm in their dress standards, they're so lukewarm in their ecumenicalism, their college is worldly. I just posted one of their professors loves violent college football and Star Wars, which is an occult movie series. This is who Finney and Burko have picked to be teaching young minds. These are wicked, vile, corrupt people. And I don't believe Finney's message here. I think it might be a smokescreen. It might be to make them look more biblical, maybe to lure more people to the college. I don't know. But unless Finney repents of this past gospel of the kingdom that was no Christ crucified, how can we trust what's going on here? You heard the quote from Matthew Miliani. The gospel doesn't come from the epistles. Last time I checked, Paul's words were explaining the gospel to us, and Finney agreed with me on that. Strange times we're living in indeed. I'm going to go on to part number 3, and we're going to finish this up. Stay tuned.